الحمد لله الحمد لله المنشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاع عظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاه والأكم روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكن فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل حول من الأهوال مقتهم يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد ومن يرتد منكم عن دينه فسوف يأتي الله بقوم يحبهم ويحبونه أذلة على المؤمنين عزة على الكافرين صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected elders and friends, Allah Ta'ala out of His infinite wisdom, mercy, extreme kindness, Allah Ta'ala mentions, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمِ I have created insan in the best of forms. And so that insan realizes who he is, Allah did not just mention this ayat was great stress. Ulama will tell you, lam, what a zabar in Arabic comes for stress. Qad also comes for stress. But before that, Allah took four qasams. And وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلَ Who can be more truthful than Allah Ta'ala? Allah is haqful mubeen. Allah is the manifestation of truth. But Allah Ta'ala's kindness is manifest here that according to our temperament, Allah knows I made insan the best of creation. But insan, if he doesn't realize who he is, then he will stoop so low that he will take qasam in the name of Allah and tell a lie. And expect people to realize that I'm talking the truth. Or we are such people that we just talk anyhow. Now to impress people that I'm saying the truth, we take qasam in Allah. So Allah Ta'ala, according to our temperament, to make us realize that Allah Rabbul Izzat, who is the embodiment of truthfulness, Allah is taking qasam and not one qasam. Four qasams Allah Ta'ala is taking to make me and you realize that you are the best of all my creation. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانِ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمِ Undoubtedly, insan, you are the best of all creation. To understand this reality, that on one occasion, one of the ministers of Harun al-Rashid, rahmatullah alayhi, a great king of the time, very pious, and he had ministers also that were pious. So one of his ministers was enjoying a night with his wife on the 14th full moon. Beautiful 14th full moon night. And poets also, they use the 14th full moon to express the beauty and the love. So he was sitting with his wife in a beautiful garden, enjoying himself, and in love, he uttered the words to her, that if you're not more beautiful than the 14th full moon, then talaq. Those days, the woman folk were also very well learned in deen. So immediately she walked out of the garden. She said, now you can go and find out the masala from the muftis. Because what you said, where is the 14th full moon? And where can we compare to the 14th full moon? So he was parishan. And that is why this part of Islam, that we should learn to control our tongues. And we learn to control our tongue also from the men who know how to control their tongue. And this is what is Islam all about for myself, for all of us. So whole night he was parishan. Now he's going to look for a mufti this time of the night. Although today, Allahu Akbar, a person got one small masala and 12 o'clock at night he wants to wake up the mufti sahab and expect the mufti sahab to give him a fatwa. Anyway, whole night he was parishan and she stayed away from him. Because she said, this masala is delicate. Now it seems like I'm divorced. I must be in iddat. So next morning, Harun al-Rashid, the moment he came into the cabinet, he saw this minister very parishan. Say, what's wrong? He says, I made a terrible mistake. He says, what? He says, this is what I uttered to my wife. So Harun al-Rashid summoned all the muftis of the time, and they all came, and they asked him, what's the fatwa? From among them was a young mufti also, the student of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi. As we learn from Mufti Sahib, that what was Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi? And it is said that the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. That if the Imam is so great, can you imagine his students? So they all the muftis gave the fatwa that obviously she can't compare to the 14th full moon. It is so beautiful, so bright. So this mufti was quiet, he was young. So Harun al-Rashid say, why don't you answer? He says, now that you are asking me, otherwise they are all elders in front of me, I can't speak in front of the elders. But now you are asking me, so I will give the fatwa that there's no divorce that took place. So all the muftis were surprised. He says, what is your dalil? He says, Allah is saying, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. That we created insan better than the 14th full moon also, better than the heavens and the earth also. But on the other hand, Allah Ta'ala immediately after that brings the ayat which is an anti-climax. ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ. The same insan who is my best creation, but if he doesn't realize who he is, then he can be lowered to the lowest of lowest depths. Not even lower than animals, worse than animals. As Allah Ta'ala says, that many people are such, we look like insan, myself also, particularly the worst. I look like insan, Allah Ta'ala says, لَهُمْ قُلُوبُ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ عَيُنُ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ عَذَانُ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا. We gave them heart, and here Allah Ta'ala didn't mention we gave them brains, Allah mentioned heart, because the heart is the king, not what the brain tells you that you must just accept. The heart makes the decision. And really, what is a man? A man is a person who's got a heart, as Mufti Sahib explained. And this is not what we talk of our physical heart. As beautifully our Shaykh explained, one person said so beautifully that everybody today is worried of heart attack. You just go for one appointment, doctor say it seems your blood pressure too high, go for ECG. Now you are too worried. But nobody is worried of mort attack. And when mort attack comes, what will be the condition? أَفَلَا يَعْلَمُ إِذَا بُعْثِرَ مَا فِي الْقُبُورِ وَحُصِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. We see when a person is passing away, and that last moment when he passes away, we see two conditions. One is his mouth is wide open. His eyes also popped out wide open. Because that time he saw his reality, his heart, his ruh, which is that spiritual heart. Like now, myself got white kurta, everything on. But Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib rahmatullah used to make dua. Ya Allah, you gave us white clothing to wear, but hamara dil muzakka, mujalla, musaffa bana de. Actually make our hearts shining and polish our hearts and let our hearts be bright. Otherwise outwardly we are bright, inside myself very filthy. So Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq, all of us, to realize that when Malakul Maut comes, then I'm shocked. Is this my heart? Is this how I look? And this is, and then Allah Ta'ala says, وَحُصِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. Allahu Akbar. Our Shaykh explained that few great muftis of Darul Deoband, they were reading Taraweeh in one home, and great muftis. And one of the muftis was performing the Taraweeh Salah, and he was reciting now the last para and reading Surah At-Tariq. And then while he was reading, he came to the ayat, يَوْمَ تُبْلَى السَّرَائِرِ يَوْمَ تُبْلَى السَّرَائِرِ. The day when secrets are going to come out. He just couldn't stop that ayat. He was reading one way, يَوْمَ تُبْلَى السَّرَائِرِ. Carried on reading, carried on reading. One mufti sahab fell down, another one crying, and so the wuzu also broke. They went to make wuzu, they came back. He's still reading the ayat, يَوْمَ تُبْلَى السَّرَائِرِ. So myself, we should ponder and think, that do I think that what is my heart all about? What is my ruh all about? We can't make enough shukr to Allah Ta'ala, that Allah has sent the men of Allah Ta'ala to make us realize that insan, you are the best of all creation, but you're not just this body. Today outwardly we are just worried of my looks, worried of my clothes, worried of everything else, my car, my house, your looks, your body, that doesn't make you. What is within you? When the Ruh is going to come out, then I'll know. And this is what Allah Ta'ala has sent us in the world. That Allah says, many people, we gave them hearts, but they got no hearts. They can't even use their brains properly. Many people, like our Shaykh says so beautifully, that today we call a person lucky to come do some work for us. And we say, lucky, I got lucky to do. But what lucky will do? Lucky can't do nothing for you. You tell lucky that dig this the whole year, but be careful, there's a table there just next to it. So don't hit that table. You just so lucky and you turn your head away and you see, boof, they hit the table. And you say, these people got no brains. But then after that, when he's knocking off and he stole something, then you say, these people, what brains they got, the way they steal. So Hazrat says that myself, I should think. We say that what these people don't have brains. When it comes to my deen, I don't have brains. Then I got too much excuses. Today we say that you must use diplomacy. And what is Shaitan's diplomacy? When you got going for Fajr Salah, your young son, 13, 14 years old, Abdullah, he's sleeping. And you wake him up for Fajr. He's not getting up. And now you say, you came to the masjid, you left him. Mawlana asks you, where's Abdullah? He's so big, he's matured, he must be in the masjid. Already, forget matured. 10 years already, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, when your child is not in the masjid, reprimand him. And then, so he say, Mawlana, you know, today you have to use diplomacy. You can't be just so hard with them. If you're hard with them, then they'll become more stubborn. So I couldn't, I'm going to miss my salah, so I left him. So Mawlana say, acha. So then Mawlana say, now when you go home, and it's time for school, and Abdullah is still not getting up, what diplomacy you going to use there? He says, then I'll take out the belt. So that is our, this is shaitani diplomacy. When we don't realize who we are, then we use our brains in the wrong way. As it is said, deen mein tere akal kaha mar gayi, aur dunya mein tere akal kya kya kar gayi. When it comes to dunya, today we say insan is progressing. We in the scientific world, etc. But let us see our reality. Allah says, summa radadnahu asfala safilin. That the same insan who I'm telling you, you're the best of all my creation, but we will lower you to the lowest of ebbs. You look what you got eyes, but you can't see. Today we'll see everything else. We can't look at our mother with love and get a hajj sawab. But we can look at all the filthy women in the street. Today we can't listen to Quran Sharif. The Tarawih gets little long. Hey, that monisab takes too long. But we can stand outside and listen to ghibat. Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us. And worse, Hazrat says, that to make ghibat is haram, that is terrible. But to make ghibat of the ulama is even worse. So Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us. And then Allah says, such people, we gave them all the abilities to become the best of all creation, so much so, that you can surpass the malaika also. When malaika see us sitting in a gathering like this, they get shocked, they throng, they come, as we learned from our Hazrat last night so beautifully, how they throng over this gathering. And let us have yaqeen, as-sadiqul ameen. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this, and these are what Allah Ta'ala commands us, be among the siddiqeen. And we learn, one of the ulama explained last year, yesterday also, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said for Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he was the only one that said sadaqah, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started his message of the oneness of Allah to teach us who are insan, how to become a human being, forget a wali of Allah. We first have to become human beings. And that is why Hazrat Thani rahmatullahi, a great sheikh of his time, the mujaddid of his time, who revived the deen, that all the customs that comes in the deen along the line, Allah Ta'ala used him to clean up all the deen. So Hazrat Thani rahmatullahi was that hakim who had his finger on the pulse, like our sheikh of this time. So we should make shukr to Allah. Hazrat used to say, agar insan banna ho, to yaha ajao. If you want to become a human being, then come to my khanka. Agar Sufi banna ho, then go to somewhere else. So like today, we think that to become a wali, you just walk around with the tasbih, you in tahajjud, but you're not worried, as Mawlana teaches us, we're not worried of being kind to our wives also. We are so harsh with them. So anyway, Allah Ta'ala make us understand and realize that insaniyat is that person that he realizes that Allah gave me my brains. For what Allah gave me my brains? You get up in the morning, make shukr to Allah. Say, Allah, you woke me up as a human being this morning. Otherwise, that time is going to come. Allah is referring to these type of people. Allah saved me, all of us. That when Allah Ta'ala gave them honor, respect, dignity, Allah gave them the command. Allah says, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهِ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. Allah Ta'ala says, I made you the best of creation as long as you remember me. And that is the only way we can remember Allah, when the ruh of ours is polished. And this is what Islah all about. It's supposed to be a natural thing, which is called tazkiyah, purification. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us that a person commits a sin, living in the environment, you commit a sin, a black dot comes on your heart. If you don't make tawbah immediately, that black dot stays, and that sun will pull another sun in your heart. And then your heart starts getting black, and Allah save us. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the time is going to come that the bad will be regarded as good, and the good will be regarded as bad. Our Shaykh teaches us so beautifully. Today you call a youngster, that Maulisab, if he's going, he's wearing a nice kurta, you say, Maulisab, I'm not Maulisab. Don't call me Maulisab. But you see, when he goes to school, he's got on his bag the bad boys, the dirty dozen. So we like to be called bad things also. So Allah Ta'ala make us realize that Allah made us the best. We have to make dua. And for that Allah Ta'ala taught us. Allah Ta'ala, when a person doesn't realize who is who, that I am insan, then Allah Ta'ala says, we will lower you to the lowest of ebb. And what will happen? Then there will be zulumatum ba'dwa fawqa ba'd. There will be layers of darkness in the earth, and such layers of darkness that people won't recognize them, the honor of their mother. They won't realize what a great gift is a daughter, and they won't realize how to honor one another. Rather, they will be after the blood of one another. They will kill one another and even drink their blood. And this was when the ummah stooped so low after Isa alayhi salatu wasalam left the world. Over 600 years passed, people forgot what was humanity. And that time, the Arabs were so barbaric that the Romans and Persians used to tell them, Antum abidu abiduna. You are the slaves of our slaves. We don't want to rule over you. But then Allah Ta'ala did not send us here to get lost. Allah Ta'ala did not send us here to fall into darkness. Today we will complain, lot of load shedding, and lot of now water shedding, etc. But do I see, when load shedding comes, what sounds come out from my mouth? And what is in the heart, that will come out from my mouth. You see, again, we may scream. The students also, in the madrasa, lights go off, how they will scream. Whereas we thought, even a thorn pricks us. A insan and a wali of Allah, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allahumma ajurna fi musibatina, wa akhluf lana khayran minna. Oh Allah, whatever came from you, you give us, you reward us in this difficulty and give us a better recompense. So when the person forgets who he is, then he will become worse than an animal. And then the condition in the world will be just darkness. And that was the time of Jahiliyyah. That was the time of ignorance. There were no institutes, no madrasas, nobody to guide the people. And then Allah Ta'ala wanted light to come into the world. And people realize who they are. And that is why Allah created us. Not to send us to Jahannam. Allah created us for a very, very great, honorable purpose. And Allah says, Allah, inna awliya Allah, la khawfun alayhim, wa la hum yahzanun. Allah says, open your ears and listen. As beautifully last night Hazrat said clearly, how our mashayikh teach us also so beautifully. But do we remember the joke, or do we remember the lesson? That Hazrat says three words of tambih to warn us. Listen now. Allah, amaha. I'm not saying yamaha. I'm saying Allah, amaha. That listen attentively. Allah, inna awliya Allah. Allah send us in this world to become the friends of Allah. And who are the friends of Allah? La khawfun alayhim. They don't have fear that what is the price of the petrol, what is the price of the dollar, what's going to happen tomorrow. They know everything is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such a person, somebody asks, a wali of Allah, the friend of Allah, how are you feeling today? He says, what do you ask of a man according to whose desire the world is carrying on? See, what you talking? This is kufr. Allah's desire. He says, I submitted my will to the will of Allah. My desires to the will of Allah Ta'ala. And this is what is Islam for me to realize and understand. Jo Allah kare, to seho, to khair kare. Whatever Allah does, there is only goodness for us in there. So anyway, Allah Ta'ala makes me, all of us realize, just try and round up now. We find when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came to the world, then there was layers of darkness. And Allah Ta'ala wanted the insan to realize who he is. And Allah says, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ يَهْدِي بِهِ اللَّهُ مَنِ اتَّبَى رِضْوَانَهُ سُبُلَ السَّلَامِ وَيُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. Allah Ta'ala says, specially we send for your guidance to make you realize you are insan. How can you disrespect your mother? How can you bury your daughters alive? How can you kill one another for petty arguments, etc.? So Allah Ta'ala sent the greatest nur. And the nur that Allah sent was in the heart of the greatest personality, none other than our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ from Allah, which means Allah wants us to go to Jannah. Allah doesn't want us to go to Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala says, أَلَمْ نَجْعَلْ لَهُ عَيْنَيْنِ وَلِسَانًا وَشَفَتَيْنِ وَهَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجْدَيْنِ. Didn't we give you the two eyes? Didn't we give you these beautiful lips? And we showed you the way. How to use your eyes, how to use your lips, your tongue, etc. And you got the two ways. Now don't become Hizbu Shaitan. Don't fall into the trap of Shaitan. And that is when I don't realize I must be polishing my heart daily. And that is what we learn from the men of Allah. That first of all, before we worried what we're going to have for breakfast for the body, worry of my spiritual breakfast. Did I make my zikr of Allah? Did I make my tilawat of Qur'an-i Kareem? Did I worry of being early in the masjid for Fajr Salah? Then Allah Ta'ala says, وَأَمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. That you be firm on your salah. لَا نَسَلُكَ رِزْقًا. We didn't send you to work and go through difficulty. So anyway, Allah Ta'ala make us realize when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came into the world and Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala came in the sohbat of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Once upon a time people were saying they were worse than barbarians. But when they came into the company and the sohbat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when the nur of Iman penetrated their heart and the nur of the love of Allah penetrated their heart, then Allah Ta'ala says, Rijal. These were men. And what men? Not men of iron, not men of steel. Our Shaykh says men of Iman. So today also, it is the same, worse than that time. Today we say we're living in a sophisticated world, but all the ignorance is taking place in the world today. So we also, we have to hold the hands of the men of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala guide me, all of us, that Allah has brought us here, that Allah wants us to get connected to the awliya Allah. And then Allah Ta'ala will make it that our hearts become purified. And Allah, to end off, Allah Ta'ala says, today we are saying, lot of irtidad in the world, and lot of fitna in the world. Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَرْتَدَّ مِنْكُمْ عَنْ دِينِي فَسَوْفَ يَأْتِ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَ. One person goes irtidad, that is worse than animalism also, that you lose your deen. Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us. And a person becomes a murtad. Allah says, and Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah rahmatullahi used to say, he didn't have Iman in the first place. So don't worry of that person. Although we have to be making dua, Allah save me, all of us, our Iman. But Allah Ta'ala says, to protect your Iman, فَسَوْفَ يَأْتِ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمِ يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَ. I will bring such a nation that Allah Ta'ala loves them and they will love Allah and Allah will love them. So to protect our Iman, we need the love of Allah. And the love of Allah we'll only get from the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah give us tawfiq, understanding. And for this we have to make a lot of dua and then make an effort to come in the company of the friends of Allah. And the prescription that they give us to make our zikr, to make our tilawat, to be punctual on our salah, then see how Allah will change the tables. We don't have to make a big noise, free Palestine. We have to turn to Allah Ta'ala, and Allah Ta'ala will make it. How Hazrat Umar Radla walked into Palestine, Allah will give us that same honor today. Subhanallah.